听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, if you ever had the chance to visit Antarctica, would you go? I know I sure would. I would jump at that chance. Of course, I'd like to go in the summertime when there's sunlight. Well, it seems a lot of people would want to go to Antarctica. And then there are others who don't just want to visit, they want to develop Antarctica, the world's southernmost continent. But can people really do that? Before we answer that question, let's look at a few words that might be new to you. The first is frontier, as in, as a child, he dreamed of going to outer space to explore the great frontier. The next word is appall. The student's low test scores appalled the teacher, so she told them to study harder. And finally, exploit, as in, the photographer exploited the celebrity by printing embarrassing photos of her. Okay, now we're ready to start the reading. Please join us on page 12 as we begin the development of Antarctica.
The development of Antarctica. Should the world's southernmost continent be developed? Antarctica, the world's only continent without a native human population, is a land like no other. It is a place that has never seen war, where the environment enjoys full protection and scientific research takes priority. Yet many see the pristine icy land as the world's last great frontier, ripe for commercial development. Conversation A.
Did you watch that special program on Antarctica last night?
I sure did, and it appalls me that people want to exploit such a unique continent. For the environment's sake, we should leave Antarctica's unspoiled land the way it is.
Hello, friends. I'm Esther.
And I'm Rachel. And I really enjoy viewpoints lessons because it gives us a chance to talk about a controversial issue. In other words, an issue where people have different points of view. And as you know, today we're talking about the development of Antarctica. And should we develop this southern continent? This is a very good question.
That's right. We'll be presenting to you both sides about why we should or should not develop Antarctica. And Antarctica is the continent that is the southernmost. So if you look at a map, it's where you see in the very bottom.
And it's kind of a fascinating continent. I think a lot of people wonder what life is like there. And it's a pretty cold place, I think. So let's read a little bit more about it. We learned in our text that it's the world's only continent without a native human population. So it is a land like no other. There aren't many people there. There is no native human population.
That's right. This means that no people group have ever lived there for a long period of time, or that no people group come from that part of the world.
Exactly. So it is a place that is very unique. It has never seen war. It's protected, I guess we could say, from things like war. And the environment enjoys full protection and scientific research takes priority there. So it is a protected place mostly for research.
Maybe you've seen some movies about Antarctica, of penguins or teams of scientists going in to do research, but many see the pristine icy land as a world's last great frontier. Okay, let's first take a look at that word pristine. If something is very pristine, it means it's very clean, undamaged, or unspoiled.
Right, and that's definitely the way we can describe this land. Very pristine, it's icy, it's cold, it's beautiful, and it is kind of like the last frontier in the world. And frontier is one of our vocabulary words. And when I think of frontier, I think of a big area that is still undeveloped. And it's kind of a place people can discover, do research on, or explore. And this is one of the very few places, or the last frontier, the last place on Earth that hasn't really been totally explored. So, as our author says, it is ripe for commercial development.
That's right. The time is ripe. Now is the time, and many people want to go and develop Antarctica and make money. So that's why we say it's ripe for commercial development.
Exactly. It's fascinating. People are very curious about this continent. Well, we have some interesting facts for you here, and we want you to check out, see if you know some of these things about Antarctica.
The environment in Antarctica is so cold that they have dry valleys. A dry valley is a region of Antarctica where it has not rained for at least 2 million years. Winter temperatures in Antarctica are usually around minus 60 degrees Celsius. The lowest temperature ever recorded was minus 89.6 degrees Celsius. 90% of the world's fresh water is located in Antarctica in the form of ice.
Now let's take a look at conversation A, and this is a dialogue between Adam and Bess, and they're talking about whether Antarctica should be developed or not.
So let's see what they say. It's good that we can look at this dialogue. It'll give you some ideas about how you might talk about this particular subject. And Adam asks the question, did you watch that special program on Antarctica last night? And actually the girl's name is Beth, and what does she say? What is her response to that question?
Well, she says, I sure did. It appalls me that people want to exploit such a unique continent. Now, we have many good words for you in this sentence, and let's start with the first one, appalls. If you are appalled by something or someone, you feel very shocked or upset because what they say or do disgusts you.
Exactly. It disgusts you, and it makes you upset or frustrated or feel very sick, actually, too. And so she's appalled. She says, why would people want to exploit such a unique continent? Now, exploit is another great word to learn. If you exploit something, then you use it selfishly for your own advantage. And so she may think that people are going to Antarctica to use whatever they want selfishly, but not realize that they're hurting this continent. And so she says, for the environment's sake, we should leave Antarctica's unspoiled land the way it is. Esther, what does it mean if something is unspoiled?
Well, if something is spoiled, it means that it is not good anymore. Maybe people have overused it, or maybe there's no more good things left in it. Now, if the land is unspoiled, it means that no one has ever touched it, or maybe taken the good minerals and good things out of that land.
Right, so it's untouched. And obviously Beth thinks it should remain that way. Well, right now we need to go to Grammar on the Go, and then we'll visit the chat room and take a break. Don't go away, because we'll be right back.
Hi there, friends. How are you doing? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about Antarctica, so guess where I'm at right now? If you said Antarctica, you're correct. As you can imagine, it's pretty cold here. I've signed up to go see a colony of penguins, and I can't wait to go see them. But let's first take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. For the environment's sake, we should leave Antarctica's unspoiled land the way it is. Notice the ending phrase, the way it is. This is a very common phrase and is a shortened way to say, in the way it is. However, most people have the habit of saying it in the shorter way, the way it is. Way just means condition. So we could say, for the environment's sake, we should leave Antarctica's unspoiled land in the condition it is. So when you want to talk about a situation or something where the condition is a certain way that shouldn't be changed or couldn't be changed, you could use this phrase, the way it is. For example, I don't like the rules of this game, but I'll play along because that's the way it is. Or, the writer is trying to decide if he should rewrite his article or keep it the way it is. Want more example sentences? You'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for now. Time for me to go see some penguins. This is Liz Archer with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Antarctica. Goodbye.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. Today, we'd like to welcome Doris to the chat room today. Hi, Doris.
Well, hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's good to be back. So, what's our topic for today?
Today, we're looking at Antarctica.
Oh, yes. The lesson mentions that Antarctica is a land like no other.
Doris, I see that you're referring to the opening sentence, but it's a lot more complicated than that. It says, Antarctica, the world's only continent without a native human population, is a land like no other.
Well, that's the whole sentence, but you're right. But the basic structure of the sentence is that Antarctica is a land like no other.
What about the middle part, the world's only continent without a native human population?
Well, that's a phrase that was inserted into the sentence to further explain what Antarctica is. This is, in fact, a really good sentence structure to learn.
Okay, let's teach that.
Okay, well, first, we should come up with a basic sentence. Can you think of one, Ken?
How about, my son is growing up quickly?
That's a good start. Now, to further explain the subject, your son, you need to come up with the phrase that describes him.
Okay, how about a healthy boy?
Good. Now, just insert that into the sentence right after the subject.
My son, a healthy boy, is growing up quickly.
And there you go. That's a good sentence structure that we can use in our writing. Remember to use commas to separate the inserted phrase.
Got it. 一起来看一个很实用的句型。课文中的第一句话, Antarctica, the world's only continent without a native human population, is a land like no other. 看得出这句话中间有个插入句。若是将它拿掉,我们就看到它基本的句子。 Antarctica is a land like no other. 南极是一个与众不同的地方。 中间的插入句是用来形容主词 Antarctica, 南极, 这是 the world's only continent without a native human population, 世界上唯一没有原生人类聚落的大陆。这种插入句的句型要记得用逗号将插入的部分分开。Well,
let's take a break now. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Now, as time goes on, scientists and researchers are finding that Antarctica is more than just a cold, icy place with penguins. What does Antarctica have that's so valuable? More importantly, who does it or will it belong to? Before we go any further, let's look at the words extract and revoked. Extract, as in, my dentist informed me that he needed to extract my tooth immediately. And revoked. After receiving 3 traffic violations, her license was revoked. Okay, friends, let's resume conversation A right where we left off before the break. That takes us back to page 12 in the right-hand column.
the development of Antarctica.
How can you say that? I totally disagree. Consider the vast amount of natural resources Antarctica has to offer. Coal, copper, gold, just to name a few. And some industry experts believe that they may even be able to extract petroleum and natural gas from under the ice. That would help to lower the cost of fuel.
Well, according to the Antarctic Treaty, the continent must be used exclusively for peaceful purposes, like scientific research. No mining or drilling is allowed.
I'm well aware of the treaty. I'm suggesting it be revoked. There are a lot of ways that humans could benefit from what's under that layer of ice.
Maybe, but the Antarctic Treaty has been signed by 47 countries and is considered one of the most successful international agreements in history. Good luck getting it revoked.
So Adam disagrees with Beth, and he thinks that, you know, it might not be a bad idea to develop Antarctica and maybe do some research. People can go in and make some money out of that land.
Right. So he totally disagrees with her, and he brings up a very good point. He says, consider the vast amount of natural resources Antarctica has to offer. Things like coal or copper or gold. And this is true, isn't it, Esther? It's Antarctica has a lot of natural resources. It's a vast amount, a very large amount.
That's right. And natural resources are things that are not created by people. They're natural. They're just there. So, for example, again, coal, copper, and gold, these can be all used by businesses or those in industries to make money. So industry experts think that maybe they can even get or extract petroleum and natural gas from the ice.
Well, we definitely know that petroleum is a hot commodity, we might say, around the world. In other words, people want it. Okay, they want oil, they want natural gas. And if we could extract that or draw or pull it out from Antarctica, then we might be able to help many people around the world. And it would, in turn, lower the cost of fuel. Many people feel like fuel is too expensive to begin with. So if we could lower the cost, that would be a good thing, right? That is Adam's point.
That's right. But Beth doesn't agree with him. And she states that according to the Antarctic Treaty, the continent must be used exclusively for peaceful purposes. Okay, let's take a look at this Antarctic Treaty. Rachel, can you help us explain what this is?
Well, without going into too much detail, it's basically an agreement that many countries have put together, I think about 47 of them, and it says you can't use Antarctica for your own purposes. You can't exploit it. It should be only used for peaceful purposes, like scientific research. So you're not allowed to mine Antarctica. You're not allowed to drill it. You can't do a lot of different things because it's set aside and it's protected.
That's right. So if you want to get coal, then you will build a coal mine. If you want to get oil or petroleum for oil, then you will drill the oil. But Adam still disagrees. He says, I'm aware of the treaty, but I'm suggesting it be revoked. Now, if something is revoked, it means that agreement was made, but now they're going to change their mind and make a different decision.
So he doesn't think this is a good treaty. He thinks the treaty should be revoked. And as you just mentioned, you completely change the decision and you come up with a new one. So this is his idea. It looks like he and Beth don't see eye to eye. They see things totally differently. And he comes up with another point. He says there are a lot of ways that humans could benefit from what's under that layer of ice. Now, that's an interesting point because maybe it's very beneficial to pull out or to extract some of the things under the ice that covers Antarctica.
That's right. But Beth doesn't really quite think so. And she reminds him that the Antarctic Treaty has already been signed by 47 countries, and she thinks that it's a very successful agreement. So she stands by the environment, and she wants to protect the environment.
Right. She says this treaty is strong, and it's stable, and good luck getting it revoked. Maybe she's being a little sarcastic there, because there's no way Adam probably can make a big difference with this treaty, but it's interesting to look at it from both points of view, and both of them make good points about this topic. So right now, let's see what some other Studio Classroom friends have to say about development in Antarctica.
I personally disagree with the development of Antarctica. Since it has no government, there's no one to regulate the development or maintain its original natural resources. Opening up tourism and mining might cause pollution. It will affect the ecosystem there, which might cause even bigger problems in the future. There are still so many places on Earth for people to travel and to explore. Let's leave this unspoiled land as unpolluted and natural as possible.
Hi, my name is Lynn, and I don't agree with the development of Antarctica. Because I believe there's a designer of the Earth, and the planet we're living in is well-designed, and Antarctica is part of it. And I do believe the designer has every good reason to design the Antarctica the way it is right now. So if the land is meant to be icy, remote, and quiet, probably we should just leave it alone. If people try to change it, I believe they are working against the nature, and they were ruining the environment as a whole. So, which is very unwise. That's why I don't agree with the development of Antarctica.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 appall 这个动词。Appall 这个字是指使惊恐或者是使震惊。例如 ,the terrible living conditions of the refugees appalled the reporters. 难民可怕的生活环境让这些记者感到震惊。如果是被某件事或某人所惊吓的话，是用 be 动词加上 appalled by 或者 at someone or something 这个句型。例如 ,I was appalled by her indifference toward her family.他对家人的冷漠让我感到很错愕。接下来我们看的是 exploit 这个动词。exploit 是指剥削或利用来利己。例如 ,the company was sued for exploiting its workers. 这家公司因为剥削员工而被控告。或者是 ,these rules were made to keep people from exploiting the precious natural resources in this country. 这些法令是用来禁止人们来滥垦或滥采这个国家的宝贵的天然资源。最后我们来看的是 extract 这个动词 ,ex 这个字首有向外的意思 ,tract 这个字根有拔出来或吸取的意思。所以 extract 是指萃取、榨出或者是提取。例如 ,this kind of essence oil is extracted from over 10 herbs and flowers. 这种精油是从超过十种的香草和花朵所萃取的。或者是 ,the oil is extracted from grape seeds. 这种油是从葡萄籽中萃取的。And you don't want to miss what comes next. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The development of Antarctica.Should the world's southernmost continent be developed? Antarctica, the world's only continent without a native human population, is a land like no other. It is a place that has never seen war, where the environment enjoys full protection and scientific research takes priority. Yet many see the pristine icy land as the world's last great frontier.Ripe for commercial development. Conversation A.
Did you watch that special program on Antarctica last night?
I sure did, and it appalls me that people want to exploit such a unique continent. For the environment's sake, we should leave Antarctica's unspoiled land the way it is.
How can you say that? I totally disagree. Consider the vast amount of natural resources Antarctica has to offer. Coal, copper, gold, just to name a few. And some industry experts believe that they may even be able to extract petroleum and natural gas from under the ice. That would help to lower the cost of fuel.
Well, according to the Antarctic Treaty, the continent must be used exclusively for peaceful purposes, like scientific research. No mining or drilling is allowed.
I'm well aware of the treaty. I'm suggesting it be revoked. There are a lot of ways that humans could benefit from what's under that layer of ice.
Maybe, but the Antarctic Treaty has been signed by 47 countries and is considered one of the most successful international agreements in history. Good luck getting it revoked.
Definitely, there are some complicated issues that the people of this world need to work out regarding Antarctica. We'll dig a little deeper and explore those issues more tomorrow. Right now, it's time to say goodbye. So, from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, bye-bye, everyone.